right, let's go behind enemy lines on a River Islands guest line. Mike Bassick joins us on a River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We like Mike so much, we don't even give up the record-breaking home run he gave up out here in San Francisco. We just know him from down in 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he's the one guy from that station who will come on with us these days. As your boys, RJ and Sean, have a nice little riff going back and forth with Jerry Jones. Mike, I hope you're doing well, man. Hell of a job on the Rangers this year. And I know you're fired up over the Mavericks, which we'll get to in just a second. How you doing, my man?
We're doing great here, man. It's good to talk to my guys in San Francisco. How you guys doing?
You know, Mike, I'm doing great. And I do want to say something. I know we have like a teasing, joking thing with RJ and Sean. I thought Jerry Jones, and this is going back a couple of weeks, these are your colleagues, you know, and I thought what he did was so wrong on so many levels. A, he doesn't own Odyssey. And B, for him to do that, like, I'm a big believer in, like, don't treat the barista at the coffee shop like crap. You know, don't treat people, you know, that you think in your mind you're better than or above. Like, I don't know. I thought it was such a horrible, ugly look, and it made Jerry sound like an idiot. What was the fallout locally, though? Like, you're taking calls from the fans. Like, I felt bad for RJ and Sean. I thought they got rawed by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I would say 99%. I'll give 1% that are just the loyalest of the loyalest Jerry Jones fans were maybe on Jerry's side. But 99% of not only Dallas-Fort Worth, but really the whole football community was like, that was really wrong by Jerry Jones. But he made sure not to apologize this week. We have him today at 10:30. You know, we'll ask them San Francisco questions and stuff like that. The thing that frustrates me, and, you know, it's one of the reasons that I struggle to be a Cowboys fan now is Jerry Jones and his family, is, you know, they would lose. I remember they lost at one point. It was the San Diego Chargers at one point. This is probably about a decade ago to Phillip Rivers. And they get hammered, and it looks like they're probably not going to make the playoffs, and the season's going down the drain. And he walks into the locker room, and they have the audio of it. And he's like, guys, I just want you to have a great Thanksgiving. Go home. Enjoy your time. I know this wasn't a good game for us, but we'll be okay. We'll be fine. Why don't you talk to your players when they aren't trying their best, when it looks like effort is lacking, when they play a team like San Francisco, and they start playing a physical caliber of game, and the Cowboys love quitting in those games? Why don't you get on them for that? Why are you getting on Sean and RJ, who literally have nothing to do with the wins or losses of your team?
You know, Mike, that's such a great point, and he talked about this week the privilege. Shasky knows I've long been anti-Jerry Jones. I think he's arrogant. I think he's smug. And this week, I didn't even see this until yesterday, apparently he's telling Mike McCarthy, like, hey, we're just designing bad plays. So now you're throwing your head coach under the bus with the media stuff. The fact that he's holding press conferences after game is one thing, but now you're throwing your coach under the bus over and over and over again. It's probably Mike McCarthy. He's probably seeing the writings on the wall if he doesn't get to the playoffs. He's probably out, right?
100%. Yeah, his contract is up at the end of the year. What Jerry Jones likes doing is saying, like, I didn't fire him. You know, it was just his contract was up and we decided to go in another direction. I don't know if this is going to happen, but man, when they lost to the New Orleans Saints, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting their offensive coordinator's name. The Jones family, Steven and Jerry, came on the radio and you couldn't have praised a human being more on another team. So I'm just remember that. I think that is one of the people that they will be thinking about in the offseason very hard if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs.
What about Belichick? Would Belichick even want that job?
Well, so here's what I think with Belichick, and I'll throw this out as an opinion. Is he Tom Landry in 1991? Like, I know Landry didn't coach in 89, and Landry had a really tough time his last 3 or 4 years in Dallas. I get the genius of Belichick, and Belichick is arguably the greatest coach of all time. Is Belichick still a great, unbelievable coach, or was he a great and unbelievable coach? I don't know, and we'd only know is if he took another job. I just don't see Jerry doing that because Jerry doesn't care anymore. He has the gold jacket. He has 3 Super Bowls. He has a $10 billion franchise. He cares about power. He cares about brand. He cares about money. And then we start getting to, then he cares about winning. And so if you won, let's just say Belichick came in and within 2 years you won the Super Bowl. What would you guys be saying in San Francisco about how the Cowboys won the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be on, I think you'd say
I think you say it's Bill Belichick who did it. Finally, they hired Bill Belichick, a coach, and can you believe it? And see, Jerry would hate that. That's the worst thing in the world. Jerry would rather lose his way than win, and Bill Belichick get the credit for changing the culture and changing the franchise. So to me, I don't think he can hire a Bill Belichick, because if he were to win a Super Bowl, the credit goes to Bill Belichick, and he can't stand that people like me say it was Jimmy Johnson's championships. Jerry was doing all the marketing. It was amazing what he did, a genius in marketing and turning a franchise into the most profitable franchise in the history of sports. But he had nothing to do with the football product from 1989 to 1995.
Yeah, that's interesting, because like I was saying, like, well, I guess Belichick found a way to win with Dak in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking of all the different ways that it would land. But it's a good point. No, it's a really good point. Like, speaking of Dak, obviously being the Cowboy quarterback comes with, you know, the spotlight, and the amount of money he makes is a big deal. Red zone offense is 30th in the league. He's got multiple turnovers the last couple weeks in the red zone. Him and CD, I was looking at the advanced numbers. They're not clicking like they were in years past. What is going on? And then I got this guy, Rico Dowdle, who looks good one week and then can't get enough touches the following week because of Zeke. What's going on with the offense as a whole for the Dallas Cowboys?
It's horrible. I'm afraid Dak is going to take some shots from your 49ers defensive line that he might not be able to just immediately get up from. The offensive line is young. They're playing a rookie center. They're playing a rookie tackle. Zach Martin, unfortunately, I'm not saying he looks like he's done, but he's not the Zach Martin that you think of as 100% Hall of Famer, arguably the best guard in the game. He's having a average year for an NFL guard, which isn't bad, but now that he is regressing, and then you have two rookies, the offensive line isn't great. Dak is a good quarterback. That drives Dallas people insane. He's not great. He's not bad. He's good. But when you get into the red zone and everything gets condensed, and man, do you have to be quick decision-making, quick with accuracy, you know, put the ball on time, on target, because if not, it can get knocked down. It can get tipped. It can get intercepted. When the field gets condensed, that's where a guy like Dak Prescott definitely needs a running game. Cowboys don't have it. Or he needs to go back to before he was injured, and he needs to be able to, you know, have somewhat of a read option play, and then he takes off and runs for 5 yards into the end zone or for a first down with a condensed field. He can't really do that anymore physically, so he is limited when the field gets smushed down and the windows become smaller.
All right, Mike Bassick here on the River Islands guest line talking Niners and Cowboys. Sunday Night Football, must win for both teams. Niners at 3-4, Cowboys at 3-3. Cowboys coming off a bye to get destroyed by the Lions, 47-9. Now, Micah Parsons, Mike, sounds like he's unlikely to go. How bad has this defense been? We saw the scores at home, but no Micah Parsons this Sunday, huh? Sounds like he's not going to go.
Brock Purdy will have all the time he needs for his, I know I'm going to take a shot here, but I do think it's real, to his right now below average receiving core because of injuries. Yeah. And so if those guys aren't getting separation, San Francisco, maybe they'll have that extra second to get separation, because you have to remember also DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side, your second best defensive player is out too. So you're playing with backup defensive ends, probably the worst defensive tackles in the NFL. So I don't know how great Brock Purdy's going to be because his weapons aren't really there Sunday night. But the one thing you should be able to do, even without Christian McCaffrey, is you should be able to run the ball effectively, and you should have time to make good decisions if you're the quarterback Sunday night.
I got to ask you about the Mavericks, because you love your Mavericks. And last night, we're all watching out here, obviously due to Klay Thompson. And what a debut for Klay Thompson with the Dallas Mavericks. I think it's a perfect landing spot for him. He's going to see. I mean, I don't know if he's been that open the last 2 years. How are you guys feeling down there about Klay Thompson? As you guys advance to the NBA Finals, lost to the Celtics in five, do you guys feel like Klay Thompson's that missing piece to get over the top?
Yes. we know that Oklahoma City is unbelievable. We think that it's kind of like a coin flip. Not that nobody else in the West is good. It's a very competitive West. But we look at Oklahoma City as like that's the team that you're kind of scared of if they can kind of take that next step. And we think they had a good offseason. But Klay Thompson, I was having to tell people, Bonta, for the last, 10 days, can you give Klay Thompson 10 regular season games before you say he's washed up and can't shoot anymore and can't move? And I said, in the regular or in the preseason, Luka didn't play. Klay is going to play off of Luka. He's going to play off of Kyrie Irving, who played a little bit in the preseason. At least give the man who's going to be a Hall of Famer and one of the greatest shooters of all time, can we give him 10 regular season games before you start saying that he's washed and finished? I'm going to throw my guy Choppy under the bus. Yesterday he said, oh, he's going to go 1-for-7 from the field in his debut. And I'm like, hey, maybe he will. You know what? And Klay's going to have some games where he doesn't shoot the ball well. That happens with shooters. But we saw last night the looks that he could possibly get and the impact he could possibly have on this Maverick team. And he looked solid defensively. Obviously, that's a worry with Luka and Kyrie. They're limited defensively to be nice. And we're just, can Klay be an average defender? Because if he is, let's say, below average, that could be really tough in the closing 5 minutes of games to have Klay, Kyrie, and Luka out there if defensively you can't get stops. But last night, it was against, San Antonio, probably a team that's on the outside looking in of the playoffs right now, in my opinion. So it'll be interesting to see when you play Phoenix Saturday night, and maybe he has to guard Durant here and there, or he gets switched on to Booker. Can he kind of keep those guys somewhat in front of him?
Wow. We know Choppy doesn't know much about basketball. Don't take his basketball opinion seriously. We discovered that a few years ago in the Western Conference Finals. Mike, you're always good to us, man. Keep up the great work down there. We'll be listening. We'll roll on the Jerry Jones stuff when he joins the show today at 10:30.
All right, guys. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Mike Bassick, man. He's one of the best down there. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, courtesy of the River Islands Gas Line. So, Cowboys come in beat up. As you're listening to